You better march in time if you've got Coach Carolyn Keeger as your director of day-to-day athletic activities as a women's basketball player, or so the complaints from her former players go. Folks, I'm Maggie Dawn. You are listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're talking about college athletics, but specifically the fact that student athletes, and listen, they're students second. That is the system. That student athletes are frankly highly susceptible to abuse by their coaches, and that the systems for reporting and dealing with that abuse are totally irregular and extremely variable from campus to campus. And all of this spurred by some recent reporting coming out of Penn State from their independent news organization that covers Penn State athletics, that outlet called Onward State. Coach Keiger, again, used to be the coach at MU Athletics. A number of her former MU starters and star players have gone on the record to accuse Coach Keiger of, frankly, mental abuse and not caring about their mental health, and frankly, not caring about their physical health either. I shared with you before some quotes from MU women's basketball all-time scoring leader, who called Keiger our biggest enemy, biggest hater, and that she tried her hardest to tear us down, that she messed up people's mental health and careers. Former MU starter Danielle King also made on-the-record comments about her time at MU. Ms. King said this, quote, "In my senior year, I was dealing with depressive and suicidal thoughts. I talked to coach about it, and she dismissed it. She basically talked me into seeing the student counselor or the counselor on campus and whatever. And she was just like, you need to go to the gym more, and basically shamed me in saying that my bad work ethic was the reason I was depressed." What? And Ms. King continued and said this, "My leg was broken and she called my dad and tried to tell my dad that I was lying about my injury. She wouldn't allow me to use crutches. She called the trainer because the doctor had ordered me to use crutches because on the x-ray you could see the crack in my shin from her running us all summer long and not giving us a break. And she called my dad and told him I was faking the injury and all this stuff." That is it. I mean, like, talk about gaslighting at the most extreme. Former MU player Amanda Macchia also said this, "I understand that basketball and things like that affected the way she felt about me, but I would say that 80% of the way she treated me was not because of basketball. It was personal. It felt really personal. She just didn't like me. It got to a point that I think she just hated my guts. She wouldn't even look at me." Yoy. Keiger was really successful as a coach for the Golden Eagles. She went 99 and 64 in her five seasons. She was the 2018 Big East Coach of the Year. MU won the conference tournament title in the 2016-17 season, shared it in 17-18, and won the Big East championship outright in 2018-19. But holy cow, that is just amazing. And I don't know, I think Penn State's reaction is a little weak. Here's what Penn State had to say in response to these allegations. "Penn State and Penn State Athletics take seriously any allegations of misconduct, and any reports are thoroughly reviewed. In addition, Intercollegiate Athletics conducts annual student athlete surveys of its programs, as well as exit interviews with student athletes and staff members. Based on direct feedback from student athletes, Coach Keiger and the women's basketball staff provide a positive and inclusive environment with a focus on their development on and off the basketball court." I don't know. Would you trust her with your kid? Would you send your daughter to go play basketball for Coach Keiger, given what these former players have said? Pretty shocking. And I just, again, my concern is, especially in women's athletics that doesn't get as much publicity, kind of rolls under the radar, right? Where women are less likely, all else being equal, unless you're absolute standouts, the Angel Reese sort of player, to get a name, image, and likeness contracts. So female student athletes nearly universally absolutely depend on those scholarships to stay in school. So they have very little to no power to push back against coaches. This is not the first report of basically psychological warfare being waged against players by coaches. There is an absolutely damning report about Harvard's former, I don't even know if she's former, but Harvard's women's hockey coach. It's similar to this, where it's just psychological beating down. Some of the players in Harvard's hockey program described it as almost like a cult, that the coaches would pit like their preferred or favorite players against other players on the team. And some of that occurred with respect to skill levels, but also outside of what the skill level was or outside of what the contribution of the athlete was to the team's success. Now, I got to tell you, and I'm not going to be specific about where I was playing at the time these things occurred, but I will tell you, I have played for a coach that absolutely picked favorites and pitted us against each other. I have played for coaches that when we didn't run scores up enough on terrible teams would make us run stairs for hours. And you heard that right. When we didn't run up the scores high enough on teams that we were handily beating would make us run stairs for hours. I have known coaches that have made sexual passes at players. I have also played for coaches who were absolutely amazing. And I can tell you where my head was the entire time, no matter how good or bad the coach was I wanted to play and I needed to do everything I could to stay in the good graces of those coaches. And I never wanted to be the person sitting on the bench. And so I was also raised like, hey, you pay attention to coaches and parents and teachers. And I can tell you, some of those coaches did some damage. I got through it, but not great. We're going to come back. I got to take care of a little business. I'm Maggie Dawn. I'm going to move on to this tax discussion when we come back. So keep it locked here on the Civic Media Radio Network.